Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, yeah. Straight to Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. Remember, 1 hour away, we've got the Big Four at Four. It's a feature we started doing this year. Four big blockbuster stories over the first 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour. So you heard it in Becky Lynn's newscast about John McCain. There is a poll out there. And the poll, I think you more than me, you were a little bit more surprised.
I am surprised. Okay. A new GOP voter poll.
62% of likely GOP voters think John McCain should leave office before May 30th. So let's go over this May 30th deadline, because there is a real possibility that John McCain may decide to retire
if he steps down
within 13 days.
Right. So we've got 13 days to figure out if he's going to step down. And if he does, well, we could be voting. We could be voting for his seat in November.
Let's go through it.
So if John McCain dies,
or resign, you want to go with one.
Yeah.
If he passes
away.
If
he passes away,
okay,
before the 30th, mm-hmm, Doug Ducey appoints somebody. That makes sense.
After.
He's got to.
Right.
Got to.
Right.
How long does that person serve? That person serves out the term until May 30th. So it would only be for a couple months that that person would serve in the Senate.
Now, if he were to retire before May 30th, retire is a different.
Right.
If he decides, you know what, I see May 30th approaching, I'm going to step down. His Senate seat will be on the ballot in Arizona this November.
Right.
Okay. And it'll be, then we'll have two senators to vote for, which we'll get into a second.
Right.
Now, this May 30th deadline we keep talking about, right? What if he decides after May 30th? What if he wants to retire and he does it after May 30th?
After May 30th,
there will be a new senator that's appointed by Doug Ducey.
Doug Ducey still has to appoint somebody, whether he decides to retire or passes away.
And that person will end up serving through 2020.
Right.
So there's a reason that some people are saying, Senator McCain, it's time for you to retire, because we want to vote for the new senator.
Right.
I think that's what we're talking about here.
I think that's the case as well.
The people,
I think there
want
are
to vote.
A majority of GOP voters say we would like to choose rather than, and I don't mean to be morbid here. I don't want to sound morbid or disrespectful, but Glioblastoma only has a certain amount of time that basically averages between 12 and 15 months.
Some people live years with it.
Some people do, but the GOP voters are saying, hey, let us decide. Mm-hmm. We know you've served a long time, and we know that you have done Arizona well. If you like him, maybe you have a problem with John McCain, okay, that's fine. But the voters overwhelmingly, majority-wise, say, please step down so we can vote so Doug Ducey doesn't appoint somebody.
Yeah.
Let us have that choice. And if you're John McCain, do you listen to your constituents, or do you say, I'm going out when I want to go out, and if that's dying in office, so be it.
Yeah.
Or if it's stepping down after May 30th, so be it. Part of me says John McCain's all about process and all about procedure, and he's a stand-up guy. Part of me sees him retiring. He's stepping down before May 30th.
Within 13 days.
And then another part of me says, you know what? He wants to go out as a senator, mm-hmm, not the former senator, that he just stays in office.
Yeah. He lives for public service, but he's not really been able to serve the public. And to be quite honest with you, I think after he was diagnosed, I thought the talk of should he step down, should he retire, was wrong.
Too soon.
It was way too soon,
right,
because we didn't know what was going on, how bad it was. I think it's okay to have a conversation about that now. If you look at it, John McCain's got a new book out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's got a documentary on HBO that's going to be on Memorial Day.
That's going to be released on Memorial Day in Congress. Members of Congress have seen it today. Mm-hmm. There was a report that a lot of them were in tears.
Yep.
One person said it was very moving.
If you put a book out next Tuesday,
Okay.
You know an HBO documentary that's supposed to be phenomenal is going to be played on Memorial Day. Could John McCain say, well, with those two things, I'm going to resign. I'm going to say everything that I want to say. You're going to see my book. You're going to see my documentary. And that's where I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it on the field.
I could see that.
I could see it, too.
But I could also see that he's going to do what he wants to do. And if he wants to remain a senator, so be it.
You know what I could see? I could see him going back to the Senate this summer because he's just a tough guy. You just never know with this man. He survived cancer. He survived torture. He survived war. He survived everything. So you just never know. I mean, at one point, you can't survive everything, and he's certainly
right.
been given.
You can't beat Father
this
Time.
This is a tough one, yeah. But it wouldn't surprise me. I really mean it. It would not surprise me if he went back to the Senate this summer if he's healthy.
And some people are saying, hey, you've been away too much. You are, you know, again, he didn't vote for the CIA director today who was approved.
Correct.
He was absent once
Correct.
Again.
Yeah.
Can he play spoiler? Can he actually go up against Trump if he's not in D.C.? Well, he could. I mean, he could put out stuff and say this is wrong or I don't agree with this or
and
the
people,
president should be.
People still listen to him.
Right, but there's also something to be said of showing up in Congress and voting as well.
Yeah.
And that's what some people are saying. Hey, look, we need somebody to represent Arizona in Congress in Washington, D.C. Could you please step down before May 30th?
Yeah. And I'd rather hear people say, Senator, we want you to step down because we actually want to vote for the next senator. I don't like when people say and that are mean and you're done. And you're probably going to die, because you see that all over the place.
Yeah.
That I don't like. You can definitely make an argument, should he step down before May 30th, and if he does that, we'll be able to choose his successor in the next general election in November. That I understand. That I understand. Let me throw a wrinkle in here. Let's say that John McCain decides to retire before May 30th. What that would mean is what I just said. You'll get to choose the next senator from Arizona.
Yeah, Michelle Reagan would put it on the ballot. You'd see
right.
a runoff, much like Senator Flake's seat.
You'll also be voting for the next person to take Senator Flake's seat.
Right.
You're going to get two votes for Senate. Who's going to run?
For McCain's seat?
We have no idea. What if, and this is a possibility, well, Joe Arpaio is running for Senate. He's going for Jeff Flake's seat. Well, he's not doing real well in the polls.
It's really crowded in the polls.
Really crowded, right?
And Martha McSally's winning.
Could Arpaio pull out of the Senate race for Flake's seat and enter the race for McCain's seat?
Could.
The answer is yes, I think he could.
Or Kelly Ward could do the same thing, or even Martha McSally could do the same thing, because they don't want to go up against Kyrsten Sinema.
Kyrsten Sinema is the favorite.
Right.
Even though she's a Democrat
right.
in Arizona, she's the favorite. So if I'm a Republican running for Flake's seat and John McCain says, I'm retiring, I know it's before May 30th, I want the public to vote someone in, you could see a shuffling of the deck. You could see it.
I don't see Greg Stanton, the mayor of Phoenix, running.
He can't, I don't think.
He's busy doing something. Right, but
I don't know
who a Democrat would be that would want to run for McCain's seat that would be as big a name as Kyrsten Sinema.
Right.
Ruben Gallego, I don't think would necessarily want it. Right, right. I don't think he would want to switch sides over from the House to the
The
Senate.
I can't think of anybody.
So
really.
Wouldn't it be an easier seat to win? You could see one of three possibilities of the Flake seat running or somebody else emerging.
If I'm a Republican, I don't want to run against Sinema.
Right. Right now you don't.
So
right.
John McCain says I'm going to retire, and if he does it before May 30th, we'll get to vote.
And if you're John McCain, do you give up your seat? Do you give up your seat to allow Kyrsten Sinema to win Jeff Flake's seat? So someone like, do you dilute the race because somebody would come over to your seat to run for your seat? I mean, there's a good possibility that both seats could turn Democrat. We just don't know. We don't know yet. There's a good possibility that Jeff Flake's seat could turn Democrat, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But if you're John McCain, do you not retire because you know how the dominoes would fall And that would mean Arizona would be represented by possibly not just one, but two Democrats.
Is McCain doing what's best for his health?
Correct.
Or is he doing what's best for the party? Or, I don't know.
Or does he live up to his own expectations of public service?
Yes.
You do what your constituents want you to do. And this poll says, overwhelmingly, they want him to retire.
62% of likely GOP voters think McCain should leave office before May 30th so voters can choose his successor. Let's open up the phones. 277-KTAR, GOP voters only. Only. Should McCain resign before May 30th so you can vote for a new Arizona senator? 277-KTAR.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a poll that's out there. 62% of likely GOP voters think McCain should leave office before May 30th. If he decides to leave office before May 30th, we'll get a chance, all of us, to vote for his successor in November. So May 30th is really a big, big date. And there is a possibility that John McCain could decide to retire from the Senate in the next 13 days. So with this poll out there that says 62% of likely GOP voters feel McCain should step down so we could vote in November, we asked you to call if you are a Republican voter. Should McCain resign before the 30th of May? 277-5827.
All right, Michael, you're in Surprise. You are a GOP voter.
I am, yes.
What do you think?
I think he's probably going to retire before the deadline. I don't always believe McCain does what's right for the party. However, I do believe he's a proud Arizonan, and he will do whatever is right for Arizona.
Do you want him to retire, though?
Yes.
Okay, so you want him to retire before.
Is there a right move here? Is there a right move and a wrong move here? Is there really?
It's kind of sort of what I laid out earlier in the last segment. If you retire and you've got both seats up for grabs, that means that there's a possibility two Democrats take those seats. If you wait and somebody is appointed, Doug Ducey has to appoint.
Then you're guaranteed a Republican.
At least until 2020, correct.
So you see
what happens in November, who gets Flake's seat, and then you can decide 2020.
So are you saying the right move is to not retire?
Yeah.
Politically.
Yeah, politically. If you are doing it for party,
right,
the right thing is to keep, again, retention of power. You keep the seat. You don't step down. Unfortunately, you retire after May 30th, or maybe he passes after May 30th. And then Doug Ducey has to appoint somebody, and then that sticks until 2020.
Yeah, but McCain's a patriot.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if he resigns, I think he'd want to let Arizonans vote and choose his successor.
But I don't think he'd want a Democrat, though. But we have seen this state starting to turn purple.
I don't think that it's up to him if it's a Democrat or Republican. It's up to the people. And that's what John McCain has said he's all about. So if John McCain is for the people, maybe he will resign.
If he truly is about service and his constituents, does he listen to his constituents and retire before May 30th? But again, you may have Mitch McConnell and other people saying, don't you dare retire. We may lose. Jeff Flake is not running again because he knows he can't win. We're at a really weird time in American politics where, you know, the Trump effect versus the Democrats and all this stuff. Again, both parties want power. Kyrsten Sinema has a good chance of taking Jeff Flake's seat. Do you dare take that with John McCain's seat at the same time?
I think
in the same election.
I think if Sinema took, let's say both seats are up for grabs, Sinema takes one of them, I think you're almost guaranteed a Republican wins the other in Arizona.
But who is it? If Joe Arpaio runs for McCain's seat, there's no guarantee.
Oh, that'd be a dark day in Arizona.
All right, David, you're in Glendale. You're a GOP voter. Do you want McCain to retire or no?
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
Well, for one, it would give the voters a chance to actually vote somebody. And myself, I've always voted Republican, but I plan on voting for Kyrsten Sinema for the Democratic seat.
You do? Why is that?
Why? Arpaio. Well, she's the only one doing anything in Washington. So,
Okay, you see, and David proves my point.
Yeah.
Very different politically, you know, in the past couple of years, what we've seen. We could see two seats go from historically R to D in the Senate for Arizona.
Or they could go both Republican, and Kyrsten Sinema will lose. There's no 100% guarantee she's going to win.
She's got a better shot than past elections,
She's favored.
Right, right.
For now.
Right.
But things change quickly in politics. You never really know.
Dwight, you're in Phoenix, registered Republican. Do you want to see John McCain retire before the deadline?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
I don't want Doug Ducey appointing anybody. I would like to see Kyrsten Sinema run for one and Kelly Ward run for the other. I would like to have the opportunity to choose who is in Senate instead of having the opportunity of having a rhino in there like John McCain.
Okay. I think people want to vote. And that's what this poll
says.
They
want to choose themselves.
They want to choose. And really, it's up to John McCain whether or not he retires. And if he retires before May 30th, then we're all going to get to vote in November. If it's after, it most likely will be Governor Ducey appointing someone, and that person will be in office until 2020.
And you've already know who gets Flake's seat. You know what the odds are of, you know, John McCain's seat remaining red or going blue.
Yeah.
I don't see him retiring before May 30th. I really don't.
I can't call it, man. I really don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what he'll do. It's too bad we have to talk about this because he is ill.
Correct.
And there is a deadline of May 30th, which has become very important.
Right.
13 days.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, Becky Lynn has the news. When we come back, after today's ruling, the Grand Canyon should just go ahead and ban all cell phones next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Every week this month, the month of May, we are giving away $1,000. We are recognizing teachers who deserve that recognition. Mac and Gatos pay tribute to a teacher. Thanks to Wells Fargo, they are helping us out by giving us $1,000 so we can pay that forward to deserving teachers. All you need to do to nominate a teacher, and we're taking nominations all the time, text the word teacher to 411923. That's teacher to 411923. And we will accept your nominations, and we are going to visit another school. We'll read you another recipient this week, and then we'll visit that school the next week. We're going to be doing this for a couple more times.
Good. Love it. Love it. Teachers deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for over a year. It's fantastic. Text the word teacher to 411923. What the heck's happened at the Grand Canyon, for crying out loud?
People are stupid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, people just don't understand nature, and they don't understand, well, if something looks small and cute, well, then I can certainly go up to it, and it won't rake my face off.
So when you go to the Grand Canyon, you want to look at the gigantic hole, okay?
Yes, right.
You want to get something to eat, you know, maybe pick up something to remind you. All right.
But some people want to take selfies, too.
Yeah, and when I first heard this, no selfies necessarily at the Grand Canyon, I thought people were falling off, you know, top of it.
Right.
That's not the case. You know, because people always go and they try and get a dangerous selfie. What was the idiot that got killed by a bear or something like that a couple weeks ago?
He tried to get a selfie with a bear.
Yeah, big black bear. Mm-hmm. Selfie.
Don't be racist.
And they ate the guy.
Right.
Okay. So at the Grand Canyon National Park officials come out today and they say, forget the Snapchat. Stop doing this stuff. Stop, this is very important, stop taking selfies with squirrels.
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 The rock squirrel, native to Mexico and the Southwest, as the Grand Canyon experts say, are the most dangerous animal you can find.
Come on.
Well, there's
a qualifier.
Do you believe
this? I don't buy it.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no.
Well, you got to pick one. It's either yes or no. It can't be yes and no.
In your world, yes. No. The most dangerous animals, because people don't understand that squirrels bite.
Yeah.
Squirrels will go after you.
How close are you getting to this thing?
They're getting it close enough for a selfie, or they'll reach out and try to, like, point at the thing or touch the thing, and the squirrel bites, and they go, I'm shocked. How dare. Now, people know to stay away from snakes.
Right.
They know about snakes and elk because they know they're dangerous. But when the Grand Canyon has to put out a statement saying the rock squirrel is the most dangerous animal because you are an idiot. I mean, that's just horrible.
Rock squirrels dig burrows with their sharp claws and muscular legs.
Right.
Rock squirrels can withstand long periods of time without water. Some even up to 100 days, Mac. The rock squirrel is predominantly a herbivore.
Right, herbivore.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it wrong?
No.
Herbivore.
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 They eat plants.
They eat leaves.
Yeah.
Stems and seeds.
Right.
I really doubt this is a dangerous animal. I'm sorry.
But they've got to warn you.
I don't believe
they've got to put it out as a dangerous animal because people keep getting bit by them.
I don't think that's it. I don't think people are getting bit. I think people are feeding them.
That too.
I think that they're lying to us, though. I think I'm not buying that people are going around getting bit by a squirrel. I think that people are trying to feed the squirrels, and it's ticking off everybody over at the Grand Canyon National Park. And I think they're fibbing to us. Don't get near it. It's dangerous.
Right.
Come on. Who got bit by a squirrel? You ever heard of anybody getting bit by a squirrel?
I've been to the Grand Canyon.
You've been to the Grand Canyon?
I didn't see anybody get bit there, but that was years ago. Maybe people have gotten stupider.
No one's getting bit by a squirrel. Becky Lynn, is anybody getting bit by a squirrel?
Why would they put this out if nobody's getting bit by a squirrel?
I don't know, but I don't buy it.
I'm sure people have been bitten by squirrels.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
So you're accusing the Grand Canyon of fake news about the rock squirrel?
Fake news.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
I don't buy this. There's got to be a different reason. Maybe they don't want the animals fed. I don't know. I know people are stupid.
Maybe.
And I know people are taking selfies with all kinds of crap. I refuse to believe that people are getting bit by a snake and rock squirrel.
Maybe it's the most dangerous animal at the Grand Canyon because it doesn't seem to be dangerous. We know, like Max said, you already know the rattlesnakes are dangerous.
Right.
So there's a lot of rock squirrels. So because there are so many, your chances of encountering one and possibly being bitten are greatly increased, thus it is the most dangerous
animal.
And
that's what officials are saying. They're the most dangerous animal in part because they're, A, everywhere, and B, people think they're cute and they can feed them, and they're only inviting a squirrel to bite or attack you.
They're not attacking anybody. Are you? If you're sitting there having ice cream, are you going to get attacked by a rock squirrel?
No.
Thank you.
No.
No.
But if you walk up, and you, because the squirrels will get in with a, you know, proximity of you. If you go, oh, what a cute little squirrel.
What a little
you
cute
want
cute.
A little lick? You want a little, you know, and then they attack your throat. You know, they start going like Benicula. You know, it's one of those things where you stay away from the rock squirrel. But people think, oh, they're cute and furry and cuddly. Well, then I'll just go, like the woman who tried to take a picture next to a newborn bison calf and didn't expect mama to take offense at that. Mm. That woman's an idiot.
I don't know. These rock squirrels look like rats. I don't think they're cute. I don't want to take a picture with it. I don't even want to be near it. They're gross. They're like rats in a tree.
Well, they have big furry tails. They're cute.
They're not cute. They're squirrels. They're gross.
They also have big teeth. And
they have disease.
And sharp claws.
Can we talk about the other animal story that's out there?
Oh, yeah.
At the Grand Canyon, squirrel selfies can be dangerous for your health.
Right, because you'll get attacked.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's another thing you shouldn't do. When you see a wild animal that may be hurt on the side of the road, don't put it in your car.
So we talked about this story the other day, and it is a
Tucson teenager.
A teenager in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
A Tucson teenager. Which one sounds better, a Tucson teenager or a teenager Tucson who became trapped in her car?
The Tucson teenager took the owl. She said it came back to life.
Yes.
Well, now it's a zombie owl.
Zombie owl.
Right. It came back to life she drove.
She hit the owl, got out of her car, picked up the owl, brought it into her car. The owl went crazy, and it latched onto the steering wheel.
Right.
We're finally hearing from this teen.
Mm.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I've waited for this for a week. This is going to be a beauty. What is her name? R-Y-L-Y. Riley? What the heck? Riley?
Riley, I guess.
That does it. R-Y-L-Y? Oh,
yeah,
that's
it looks
one.
Like Riley.
Riley. I'm going to call her Riley.
I was completely devastated. I pulled over to the side of the road immediately. I called my mom, like, crying. And I was like, what do I do? Like, I just hit an owl.
You're
She's
completely
a millennial, man. They don't spell their names normal way.
And they're completely devastated if they hit an owl on the side of the road.
Wouldn't you be devastated if you wounded one of Mother Nature's creatures?
No, I wouldn't be devastated.
Soulless
devastated
monster.
Is like when you lose a parent or a child.
Yeah, the owl hit me. I didn't hit the owl. The owl ran into my car windshield.
No, you were driving and hit the owl.
I didn't try and hit the
right,
owl.
Right, you didn't try to hit the owl, Lloyd. It's not like it's like a deer.
Right.
And you plowed into it. It was just standing
you
in the middle of the road.
You
plowed into it.
You tried to hit a deer?
No.
Oh.
No. No. Boy, fake news is abundant today on this show. Jeez.
You want to hear what else
Riley?
I just did what I thought was right in the moment. It was less of a think about it and more of a do it kind of situation.
Let me give you a little advice. When you hit an animal, don't get out and put it inside of your car. Well, unless you're Mike Russell, because our boy Mike Russell, he'd skin it and dress it before he put it in the back of his truck.
That's a barbecue right there.
That's right. Yeah, roadkill. I mean, you see that? That's dinner at the Russell house, okay?
He'd stuff the owl. He'd stuff it and bring it home.
All right, coming up next, Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
Okay, Gatos, I need your gut check on a story you may not have seen. Michael Keaton, famous actor, was asked to give the commencement speech at Kent State University in Ohio.
All right.
And the end of the commencement speech, he said this.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
That is awesome.
Michael Keaton's Batman came out in 1989. Most of these graduates were born in 95 or 96, but yeah. It seemed to go over very well. Your gut check, what two words would you end your commencement speech with?
I'm fantastic.
I knew it. That's pretty simple.
I think that is awesome. I'm Batman. By the way, that movie Birdman he made?
He didn't end with that, yeah.
Bruce St. James told me to go see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's in, like, the Phoenix Film Critics Society.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it would be great. It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Michael Keaton.
Still upset with Bruce.
Michael Keaton could end a commencement speech with a bunch of different... I mean, he's been in such great movies over the years. What will he be remembered for, though? Do you think he will be remembered for playing Batman?
I thought he was a good Batman.
Yeah, but he was in Mr. Mom. He was in...
Very funny in Mr. Mom.
Birdman. He was, which wasn't
he
that
He played
great.
A villain, I think, in one of the new Spider-Man
yes.
movies. He was very good.
Beetlejuice. He was good in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. No, he's done very well for himself, but I don't know. I think when he said, I'm Batman, I think, you know, I think that's what... If you were, like, looking for a quote from him...
Right.
Ask me the question again. Go ahead. I got another one. Go ahead.
What two words would you end your commencement speech with?
Very refreshing.
Okay. It's no I'm Batman, but I mean, I get it. Okay.
Well, I'm not Batman.
Right, exactly.
I wish I was Batman. Crying out loud, man.
Are people going to remember him for Batman, though?
Yes.
They will?
Yeah.
They'll forget George Clooney. They'll forget maybe...
George Clooney sucked.
Right. But will they remember Chris?
Christian
I think Christian Bale.
Bale
is the ultimate Batman, though,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Close second for Mr.
Is
Mom.
Is Keaton. Okay.
Mac and Gatos, gut check.
Mac, I've got a story you haven't seen. I need your gut check. There are five types of annoying office coworkers. Which one gets you on your last nerves?
The Gatos.
Oh.
That's the guy that
what?
Is. What? Hello?
One, the guy who says no to everything.
Okay.
Doesn't want to work hard. You know, the boss asked him to do something. No. Always says no. Two, the pig. You know, he secretly goes into the fridge and eats your lunch.
Ah.
Three, the hoarder. Paper stacked to the ceiling on his desk.
That's right. The Gatos.
All right. Four, the gossiper. You know what that means.
Yeah.
Five, Mr. Clueless. Talks too loud, smells weird, or cuts out too early. He doesn't really know what's going on in the office. Your gut check, which one annoys you the most?
I think it's the first one. You're there to do a job. You want to do it well. By saying no, you're basically saying, I don't want to do my job. So why are you here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we have a policy here that if we see, like, an intern or somebody that's just sitting around and not wanting to work, we'll go home. We don't want you to not really want to work hard and do your best.
Remember when we saw an intern sleeping?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Get
your feet off the furniture.
Right.
And I'm gonna right. tattle on you. Sorry. If you don't want to be here and you want to sleep.
You can't do it here. You got to work.
You're not going to do it here.
All right, Gut Check brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copay, zero appointments, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic, relief on so many levels.
All right, coming up at 4 o'clock, as we do every single weekday, the Big Four at 4. We've got four big blockbuster stories, and we'll start the 4 o'clock hour with the Big Four at 4 next.